Turn stress into strength. In 2007, in the middle of what was called the most dangerous city in America, a doctor stood in a patient's room in the cardiac ICU. Despite the chaos of an 80-hour work week, medical emergencies, and the fast pace of a top training program, she seemed calm. However, inside, she felt stress so intense it mimicked her patient's symptoms. This episode of dizzying heartbeats and a sense of losing control was the start of her journey to understand stress and its deep effects on our bodies and minds. That doctor was Harvard physician Aditi Nurarkar. As you go through this journey, you'll start to see stress as a guide to deeper self-awareness and growth. By using the resets in your life, you'll learn to manage your stress by making small, manageable changes to your lifestyle. Stress impact resets. When you feel stressed, has your body ever seemed to be sending you a message? For Nurarkar, facing intense pressure and strange symptoms was a clear sign of stress needing attention. Stress is your body's way of telling you that you're overwhelmed, neglecting self-care, or ignoring emotional issues. Listening to these signals helps you address these concerns. When tension and worry appear, don't ignore them. It's a chance to pause, reflect, and improve your health. Paying attention to your stress can help prevent crises and lead to a happier, healthier life. Finding the best stress management techniques is personal. It could involve exercise, mindfulness, setting boundaries, or talking to a professional. Experiment to see what brings you peace and control. Recognizing your body's signals is just the beginning. Understanding how your brain processes stress is when you're stressed, your brain quickly switches from a calm, decision-making mode to survival mode. Normally, your prefrontal cortex, located behind your forehead, handles daily tasks. But when you're under stress, your amygdala, deep within your brain, takes control. This small, bean-sized area triggers the fight-or-flight response, releasing stress hormones. Understand stress and its impact on your brain. This mechanism is great for escaping immediate threats, but today's challenges like deadlines, conflicts, and financial pressures keep the amygdala in control constantly. The problem is your brain can't tell the difference between physical dangers and work-related stress, reacting intensely to both. Long-term mental and emotional tension can cause burnout, making you feel drained. Your brain is built to handle short-term stress, not the ongoing strain of modern life. This constant alertness can exhaust you and push your stress response to its limits. Recognizing this shift is crucial. When your amygdala takes over, it's not just about feeling tense, it affects your entire body, causing symptoms like a fast heartbeat and shallow breathing. Recognizing these signs helps you regain control and bring your brain back to its calmer state, led by the prefrontal cortex. That's where the five resets come in. They provide strategies to manage anxiety and stress by making changes to your daily routines and how you handle stress. These changes are designed to make you more resilient. The best part? You can customize these resets to fit your life perfectly. Let's explore each of them in more detail. Prioritize your values. Jeanette, after a stroke at 58, faced the challenge of learning to walk again. Her journey through stress adaptation involved three zones. Fear zone, initially uncertain and afraid. Learning zone, slowly rebuilding mobility. Growth zone, rediscovering strength and resilience. Her experience shows how mindset helps overcome hurdles, highlighted in Dr. Nurarkar's first reset, get clear on what matters most. Beyond physical recovery, Jeanette's story teaches us about growth and adaptation. It demonstrates how challenges can reshape priorities, leading to joy in activities aligned with personal values. Her journey parallels evaluating and aligning life with what truly matters. Strategies for personal growth and resilience. Set a goal. Start by defining a goal that's motivating, objective, small, and timely, MOST. This goal should inspire you, be measurable and achievable without overwhelming changes, and have a clear deadline. Create a plan, visualize achieving your goal and plan backward from that point. Break down your goal into manageable steps that you can take from your current situation. Reconnect with joy, make time for past hobbies or interests that brought you happiness. Regularly engaging in these activities not only adds joy to your daily life but also boosts your ability to handle stress. Overall approach, these strategies aim to guide you towards a more purposeful and joyful life. By setting clear goals, planning your path step by step, and enjoying activities that bring you happiness, you can navigate life's challenges with resilience and growth. Find calm in disorder. Ever felt overwhelmed by constant digital noise? Nicole's story sheds light on how it connects to stress and attention issues. After struggling with stress and what seemed like ADHD symptoms, Nicole took a journey to redefine her digital habits. A breakthrough came when Nicole realized she went hours without checking her smartphone. This highlighted the need for setting digital boundaries. This step helped her regain mental space and connect more deeply with her surroundings. Smartphones and screens aren't just distractions, they reshape our brains for constant stimulation. This leads to what's humorously called popcorn brain, where focus is constantly disrupted. Nicole's story highlights the importance of intentionally reducing digital distractions to regain focus and peace of mind. Her experience shows how excessive screen time, especially before bed, can harm sleep quality by disrupting natural sleep patterns and increasing stress levels. To improve your sleep and well-being like Nicole did, try limiting digital engagement. This means turning off unnecessary notifications and setting aside quiet time each night to disconnect from devices. Instead of scrolling through your phone, opt for calming activities like reading or relaxation exercises to prepare your mind for rest. Improving how well you sleep requires creating a bedroom that's calm and free of screens. Follow a regular sleep schedule and wind down with activities like stretching or calming music. Nicole's story reminds us to limit digital use for better mental health and sleep in today's noisy world. Mind, body, diet harmony. The third reset helps reverse chronic stress effects, according to Dr. Nurkar's concept, sync your brain and your body. It shows how closely mental states affect physical responses. This connection is crucial for stress management. For instance, feeling a racing heart before a big meeting or butterflies in your stomach when excited about someone new are examples of this link. Learning to engage with this connection can greatly help combat stress and burnout. To utilize the mind-body connection, start noticing the signals your brain and body exchange. The stop-breathe-be technique is practical for this. Choose a regular activity and pause to take a mindful breath before starting. This simple action helps you stay present and can quickly restore balance and reduce stress without interrupting your day. Simple steps for stress management. Movement for stress relief. Taking a 20-minute walk acts like moving meditation, helping you connect with your body and environment. This not only boosts physical health but also calms the mind, reducing stress. Diet's impact on stress. Your diet affects stress through the gut-brain connection, where gut bacteria influence mood and stress responses. Eating a Mediterranean diet, rich in fruits, veggies, whole grains, and fermented foods, supports this connection, improving both physical and mental health. Holistic approach for resilience, incorporating mindful pauses, regular movement, and a balanced diet into daily life helps manage stress effectively, promoting resilience and a more balanced, fulfilling life. Finding calm in the chaos. If you feel like you're always catching up in a fast-moving world, you might relate to Holly's experience. She struggled to keep up with rapid technological changes in her field, leading to burnout. The fourth reset, Come Up for Air, offers a solution. It suggests taking breaks to boost productivity rather than letting stress overwhelm you. Developing the Goldilocks principle, Holly learned that managing stress effectively can enhance performance. By pacing herself and reducing her workload strategically, she regained both productivity and peace of mind. Implement short breaks throughout your day. Stretching, walking, or deep breathing can reduce stress. Focus on one task at a time instead of multitasking to boost concentration and problem-solving skills. Try the Pomodoro technique, working in blocks with breaks, to stay focused. If you work from home or struggle with work-life balance, create a fake commute to mentally switch between personal and professional life. Establishing rituals helps maintain boundaries. Practice sticky feet to stay present, and focus on the sensation of your feet on the ground to reduce anxiety and improve mindfulness. These strategies can help you navigate from burnout to productivity, finding balance in modern work and life. Transform for a better you. During times of stress, do you ever find yourself being too hard on yourself? Robin, an entrepreneur balancing a new business and a newborn baby, felt overwhelmed by her different roles. One morning, a small mishap with a coffee stain on her blouse led her into self-criticism and doubt, showing how stress can amplify our inner critic. To combat this, we can use the fifth reset, bring your best self forward. This approach enhances our self-awareness and resilience. Moving from self-criticism to self-compassion means acknowledging and quieting your inner critic, especially when stress levels are high. A practical way to achieve this change is through promoting gratitude. Every evening, take a moment to think about and write down 5 things from your day that you're thankful for. This practice shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life, calming your inner critic and promoting a more positive mindset. Techniques for emotional exploration and growth. Expressive writing. Take uninterrupted time to write about your deepest thoughts and feelings on important life issues. This helps reduce stress and improve mental health. Living a lifetime in a day, integrate elements like childhood joy, productive work, vacation relaxation, community connection, solitude reflection, and retirement contemplation into your daily routine. This holistic approach enriches daily experiences, helping you cherish each moment and bring your best self forward. Love letter to yourself. Write a letter celebrating your journey of growth. Acknowledge strengths and struggles, and affirm your worth. This letter serves as a visual reminder of self-love and resilience, promoting personal growth and daily positivity. Key points 1. Stress signals the need for self-care and emotional attention. 2. Understanding stress involves the brain's shift from calm decision-making to survival mode. 3. The 5 resets offer practical strategies for managing stress and building resilience. 4. Techniques include setting clear goals, reconnecting with joy, and managing digital distractions. 5. The mind-body connection helps in managing stress through mindful practices. 6. Strategies like taking breaks and adopting self-compassion enhance resilience and productivity.